7:49 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic. Let's go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now we're seeing I-15 increase in volume coming up through Sandy, approaching 106th, approaching 90th South, but nowhere near the typical delay we usually see through Sandy and Draper. So that's a nice bonus for people coming into Salt Lake today from Utah County. And a little bit of slowing waiting for you right around 33rd South, right over the top of the overpass. Bangor backed up 5400 South and then heavy most of the way from 41st all the way to SR-201 for people heading to the airport, Eric.
I-15 rolling right along in Utah County with some increased congestion, but no delays the whole route from Provo to Point of the Mountain. In Ormond, University Parkway, you do have some busy intersections as you go westbound from State Street over to the freeway. Heather?
The only delay I'm seeing is at the north end of the Salt Lake Valley, and this is on the west side belt heading south, leaving 2200 north, trying to hook onto I-80 west toward the airport. That's because we have a lot of extra traffic, people trying to get to the airport, but there's also a crash still being cleaned up just before you get to that I-80 West interchange ramp, and that is really causing some pretty big slowdowns at the moment. In fact, traffic coming to a halt at times, but I-15 still in good shape from Ogden to Salt Lake. Introducing Always Black Friday, a top 10 eBay seller. Be the first to get deep discounts on the most popular holiday gifts at their new brick-and-mortar location. 865 12th Street, Ogden. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.